This meeting has reconvened at 11:31 a.m. I would like to make a motion to postpone this discussion until January, until Earl can bring forward supporting documents, police reports, et cetera, for discussion.
I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor, say aye or raise your hand.
Aye.
Aye.
Is there anyone that objects? Okay. Thank you, Earl.
You're welcome. Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Yes, we'll see you in January.
All right, sounds good. Have a good day.
You too. Okay. Is there one more item on the agenda, Jana?
We do have our investigative report, and our investigators are here, so.
Okay, perfect.
Can everybody see me and hear me?
Yes. Okay.
So, Camille, for the investigative report, we don't need to close the meeting, correct?
Only if we're going to talk about any specific cases. So I'm not quite sure if we are, but I'll give some numbers and then I'll open it up to the investigators.
Okay. So you do your part first, and then if investigators have something to bring forward, then we'll close the meeting again for that same, the same statement has to be read one more time. So.
Okay, sounds good. Hi, everybody. I think I remember a few faces from last time. I'm Camille Farley. I'm the investigation supervisor. I'm over what's called the healthcare conduct unit, which encompasses mental health professionals. I have 12 investigators, and I've got probably two that do mostly mental health therapy cases. But now that we've had a transition back in July, I'm kind of getting some of my other investigators on board with that too. So I pulled a few numbers just to kind of give you an idea of the work that we're doing currently. Let me see if they'll. So last time I went for the whole year because it was my first time at the meeting. This time I just went back one quarter. So I'm going to give you the numbers, the cases that we have worked in the last quarter. So in the last quarter, so since July, we received 31 complaints against different mental health therapists. In the last quarter, we have closed 29 cases on mental health therapists. And currently there's 56 active investigations on mental health therapists that my team is currently working on. Before I go forward and see if any of my investigators have anything to talk about today, does anybody have any questions for me?
So Camille, when you close a case, what does that mean?
When the investigation is completed, it can be closed a couple of different ways, an informal or a formal action. Okay. Informal actions would be things like verbal warnings, voluntary compliance, a letter of concern. That's kind of the highest of an informal action. That's non-public, non-disciplinary. And then after that, it could be something like a citation, which is informal, but it's public. And then the different types of stipulations and orders could be things like public reprimands, probations, voluntary surrenders, things like that.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. One thing to clarify, with a voluntary surrender, when it comes about from an investigation, it's a disciplinary voluntary surrender. So you can just decide you want to give up your license, you're moving to another state and you don't need it anymore. And that is truly a voluntary surrender. But if you are surrendering because of a disciplinary action, it's a disciplinary voluntary surrender, right? So.
Right. Thank you, Jana.
Yeah.
Anybody else have any questions about our investigative process? Well, we're happy to be here, and I think this is really helpful just to kind of hear from you guys, the professionals, reviewing these applications and different activities that people have been engaged with, and kind of just getting a sense of what what your guys' take is on their conduct and kind of what kind of disciplinary action is warranted. It's very helpful for me. So I've got quite a few of my investigators on. You guys, do any of you have any specific cases that you want to talk about, or maybe just questions in general you want to ask these guys? See if anybody pipes up. Paul, you had a lot to talk about last time.
No, the only...
There you are.
As I say, the only reason I had a lot to talk about last time was because it was one of my cases. But I think last time it was a great introduction as far as what the board and what this committee represents and how we as investigators can use that, use you all as a tool for, you know, potential courses of action in different cases. Obviously, as Camille mentioned earlier, we have the different non-disciplinary options that we have, but it's always, in my opinion, very good to have, you know, more eyes looking at particular situations and getting a professional opinion from the mental health professional. So I really appreciate everybody's willingness to be committed to this board.
Thank you, Paul. We had kind of something that came up a little bit recently. I think we've got it mostly resolved. It was started working on the matter before the board was implemented and things like that. But it was a specific device that we found out some people were using. I think it's called a neurofeedback machine. Unlicensed people were using them. So that's something that we've been dealing with. But we definitely got that one worked out. But in the future, if like these different devices or techniques or modalities or whatever, we definitely want to consult your guys' expertise on those types of things and what people are doing, or also, you know, different types of ethical violations. You guys are the experts.
Camille and I also talked recently about maybe if they have a case in a different profession that they work with, so nurses or something like that, and something mental health related comes up, they may not ask you profession specific questions, but they may use your expertise in mental health to get some idea for help in other cases, as long as you're willing to do that, just because you are the mental health experts, and it may not be best practices for mental health that they're asking about, but those kinds of things as well.
Yeah, thank you, Jama. One of the things with the psychiatric mental health nurse practitioners is they can practice mental health therapy, but when we look at the laws and the ethics and things specific to what they can and can't do, it's really not defined greatly. And so I think if we had cases like that, we may want to consult you just to get the mental health side of things so that we can handle these nurse practitioners who are doing that appropriately.
I have a question, Camille. So in an instance like where we were just discussing the need for additional information, is that something that your investigators can do, is to kind of procure information like that?
Tell me, what was the status of this one, Jana, of that guy? Earl?
He submitted a renewal application, so we're just working to renew his license. I mean, that's what he's requesting, to renew his license.
Okay, so he's a renewal guy. Yeah, I think, I mean, we can, for example, the first appointment, Jana had sent it to us, and we had sent it back saying, let's take it to the committee. This is the prime example of somebody who could you know, be seen, and the board could make a recommendation based upon all the different things that are going on. In this particular one, I guess the short answer to your question, Carson, is yes. Yes, we could get more information. we didn't, this one didn't go through that channel, but if you guys feel like we need more information on it, we can. I guess, Jana, you and I'd have to discuss a little bit because I'm not super clear on all of the details.
So my recommendation is we let him get the information and bring it through, because it does say in that paper, the one page that we have, it does say that he was provided all of the records. Mm-hmm. So that is telling that he only submitted this one and not everything. So there is that as well, for sure.
Okay, thank you.
Well, I just wanted to say how much we appreciate the work that you all do. We know that, that's quite a bit, especially with all those investigations. So we really do appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And then it is our goal that investigators, when they have questions, will ask, you know, use you. We just don't have any right now. So there's just nothing right now. And a little bit on the background and fingerprinting. We talked about that a little bit last time. We are still waiting for the FBI approval. We are still hearing that they're very backed up. The last thing that I heard was we could get approval in the next couple of weeks. We could get approval in the next couple of years. So unfortunately, that's the best I have right now. We're hoping for sooner rather than later. And once we start having to do all of those background reviews, we'll have a lot more work. I anticipate that we'll have a lot more work to look at.
Perfect. Is there any other questions or comments? I think we've reached the end of the meeting. Is that true? All right.
Yes.
Okay, well, it is now 11:43 a.m. or p.m. a.m. It's 11:43 a.m. and this meeting is adjourned.